Where were we?
We Mule. Were at a
oh, we were on male donkey.
And male donkey is a...
Well, some people call him Jack. A Jack.
Yeah, and I've heard that. Uh-huh. I have heard that.
How about the one for a female? Does that like make you think of the one for the female donkey?
Jackie?
Well, I've heard them called Jennies.
Oh, Jennies, yes.
I think that's a
yeah,
cute name.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you just don't hear
I
it
think
too
they,
often, so...
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And a string of horses that are spare horses for a cattle drive. Mm-mm. You ever heard of a remuda?
A what?
A remuda.
Oh, I've heard the word, but not very much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you probably won't know what this is, but cattle or sheep that don't get enough to eat are called... I don't think you know this unless you're a cattle rancher, so don't worry about it. Okay, so to keep the animals from breeding on a ranch, they do what to them?
Castrate them.
And a castrated bull is what?
What is a castrated bull?
These are really tough to come up with unless you're a rancher.
I don't know what they call it. Castrated bull is a cow.
No.
They call it a steer.
A steer.
Oh, a steer.
Well, yeah, that's
See, I never would have known that until I did this survey.
Well, a steer, of course, is it's a cow in a way.
Well, we have a cousin that has a ranch near Lahana. And, of course, I've never, you know, been there, but I should have remembered some of that.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Which one is that, Mark?
Buster.
Oh, yeah.
Buster.
Buster.
I know a guy named Buster.
You know a guy named Buster.
From Houston. That's so funny. Okay, a castrated pig would be a... These are really obscure. You ever heard of a barrow?
Uh-uh.
Barrow pig? How about, have you ever heard of a wether sheep? That's a castrated sheep.
No.
I haven't heard of those words.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Because, you know, most people don't talk about that kind of stuff.
That's real farming terminology.
Yeah.
How about a horse? A castrated horse is a...
Mare?
No. Mare would be a female horse, I think.
Oh, they're castrated.
I don't know what they would be. What would it be?
What is it called?
A gelding.
Oh, a gelding. Yes, I have heard that.
Okay.
I haven't heard the word in a long time.
I have, but I have.
It's been a long time.
Okay. Sometimes people keep pets in their house, and what kinds of pets would they keep?
Well, they
dogs,
could...
Dogs, cats.
Yeah, dogs, cats.
Birds.
Birds. Oh, these little things that go round, round, round like this.
The hamsters.
Hamsters. Snakes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't keep too many snakes in the house.
Mm-hmm. Your little grandson had a boar constrictor.
Oh, wow.
I never will forget when he had that down. Jimmy's, I was scared to death of the darn thing.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have snakes around myself. I don't like the look of them.
They're hard to take care of.
Yeah, that's right. I don't like them.
Yeah,
there's so many bad snakes, that's why I don't like them.
What kinds of bad snakes do we have in El Paso?
A rattle, for one thing, and
well, rattlesnake is one of the worst ones.
It seems to me there are some others, though.
I don't know the names of them.
That you have to kind of... You have good snakes, but you do... What other kind do they have in El Paso?
One time we had a gopher snake in our driveway.
Oh.
And we had to scare it away because we didn't want to run over it, so we scared it out. And then it got into the bushes and it made a sound like a rattlesnake because it would wiggle its tail back and forth.
Oh. Well, how'd you finally get rid of it?
Oh, we had to call animal control.
What kind of snake was it?
A gopher.
A gopher snake.
A gopher snake. Well, I didn't know